Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Parker Willis. He's one of a recent graduate of the Green County High School, and he's also a bassist with a Des Moines-based band of Green Death, who just recently released another album. He was also part of a local all-star group called the Four Generations of Green County Rockers that played during the Bell Tower Festival back in June. And we were able to catch up with Parker while he was performing with the Specialized Rock Band in June. And here is that interview.
This is Coltrane Carlson. I'm here with Parker Willis, who is part of the Four Generations of Jefferson Rocks. And so, Parker, just tell me a little bit about why you agreed to be a part of this band, because people are calling it a local all-star band, if you will.
First and foremost, I guess I just love my community. I love being from Jefferson. I love being from Green County. They say the home's where the heart is, and that's for sure. So when I got the call to do this, I didn't really have a good excuse to say no. Not to say that I would have said no or anything, but I love playing shows, and what better way to do it than do it here in the community? And I mean, I had some time off after recording the new Green Death album, so kind of helps me decompress a little bit from all the craziness that we play, and then get back and chill with these guys for a little bit.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your band. You know, how you got your start and where you guys are at currently right now.
Sure. Well, I play bass in a band out of Des Moines called Green Death. We kind of just started. It was our original lead vocalist and our rhythm guitar player. They were a part of the band at one point. They started this thing, and I had jammed around with them before with the other band, kind of auditioned as a real young kid. And then when they started doing Green Death more heavily, they had put out an EP, and I listened to it, and I was like, I got to be a part of this band. It was everything I loved. We're a more thrash metal kind of band, more heavy metal. I'd say if you aren't a fan of like really harsh vocals, then we're kind of for you, because we like to do more of like an old school kind of sound. So like Black Sabbath and Iron Maiden and stuff like that are like real big influences to us, and our singer is an incredible singer. So yeah, I guess that's kind of how we got our start. And then at this point right now, we just got done recording our third full-length album, Hallow Mass. It's going to be released on Combat Records. We're shooting for this fall, but time will come with that. We're still getting some mixes back and hearing what it sounds like. So just kind of keeping up patience with that a little bit.
Is it still kind of like a dream state for you? I mean, I know you've just finished your third album, but you got to be impressed with how long you've been able to come in your musical career in such a short time.
Yeah, I mean, that would be absolutely true. Looking at what we've been able to do as a Des Moines band and being able to move at the pace that we do move at, it kind of frees us up from a lot of pressures of constantly being on the road. That being said, we've been so fortunate to be able to do some very big things. 2015, we got to play at Knotfest, Slipknot's big festival. I mean, those of you who don't know, Slipknot is the Des Moines band. We got to do that and play with Slipknot and like Judas Priest and Korn and like all the who's who of metal pretty much. And then from that, we've opened up two sold-out shows with Stone Sour, Corey Taylor from Slipknot's other band, on top of recording the amazing music that we do and having as many people be fans of that as they are. And it's kind of a dream state, you know, just kind of excited to see what happens in the future.
Do you get to do any songwriting or anything like that on this particular album that you just released? Or,
well, to be honest, most of the songwriting is done by our vocalist Saul. He's a guitar player as well, so he will sit and he'll plunk out some riffs for us, bring them into practice, and we kind of all get our heads together and we put it together more so. So there are definitely a couple of times you'll be able to hear that it's a Saul riff, or like our other guitarist Sparky has at least one song on our newest album is totally all a Sparky song. And then on top of getting the rhythm right from our drummer and then kind of just putting it all together with the tones and everything, I think it's more of a collaborative process, but for the most part, a lot of the songwriting goes to Saul.
Any influences in your third album here from any of the other bands, or is this just, you know, just you guys kind of maybe doing majority of your own thing type of deal?
I think the latter would end up being the case. Yeah. We've kind of gotten to a point where I think we have found the Green Death sound. Back when we started, it was more of we wanted to kind of emulate what we liked. So it was a lot of like we'd bill it as like Slayer meets Danzig or like Typo Negative and stuff like that, because we get a little doomier, a little bit more of the singier, mid-tempo kind of songs. So I feel like this album, definitely a lot of our influence come from like old school like doom bands like Black Sabbath, a lot of Dio era Black Sabbath and Iron Maiden. But we definitely, we thrash it up. You know, Megadeth is definitely in there, Slayer, all of that. So at the core, we're still kind of a hodgepodge of everything we like, but I think this album, we definitely have our sound.
Now, you've been able to go out and tour a little bit, right? Yes. Tell me some of your favorite places you've been performing at.
Oh, man. There's been a lot of really good ones. Obviously, San Manuel Amphitheater. I think it's called Glen Helen Amphitheater now, but in San Bernardino, that's where they held Knotfest. Yeah. So that place is just beautiful. It's like in the mountains, and they have this whole grounds, you know, five different stages, and then they got the big main stage off in the distance. They have like carnival rides and all this crazy stuff going on throughout the festival as well. That's a big one. I love playing at Woolies in Des Moines. Anytime, I'd play it anytime, anywhere. So that's a big one. We played Watertown, New York in the East Coast. And oddly enough, it was kind of a rinky-dink venue, but I think just the atmosphere that was there was the most fun part of it.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. Here with bassist for the Des Moines-based band Green Death is Parker Willis joining us. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. We'll be back with more local news and information coming up right after this here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.